why, you got fuck all to say. You know why? Fuck all's happening in your life.
That's why.
It's all for you.
Niggas are still fucking talking. You niggas still breathing. Fucking roaches.
I want to hear you scream.
Have you checked the children?
And I washed up on a beach made of cocaine.
I am your worst dream come true.
The sky was made of LSD.
We'll tear your soul apart.
And every tree was
to my world, Azaray. This is Azaray's world.
Pay. All of mankind shall pay for this.
The boogeyman is real, and you found him.
What God did is he used people that people or things that I liked to calm me down. From there on, I felt better.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Yeah. Fake loves when your homie give you dap. Smile in your face, but he wants your ass clap. Fake love. Fake loves when they never be around. But once you get rich, they all get down. Fake love. Fake loves when your friend fuck your bitch. Don't think with his head, only think with his dick. Fake love. So my friends' enemies and my enemies be friends. Don't show no love, don't pretend.
I'm not very happy. I feel bad. I feel very poorly. And I'm gonna miss Metron. Regardless of all the horrible things I said about him yesterday, regardless of everything that unfolded, all of the little quirks and nuances about him that annoyed me and got me so angry, I'm definitely gonna miss Metron. And I'm not gonna miss him because of what he does or did for me, which is summarize my podcasts and give me feedback on them. I'm just gonna miss him because he was my friend. And I said a lot of dumb shit yesterday that probably shouldn't have been said, but I let it all out. And the relationship at times did feel toxic. I don't feel well at all today, at all. Unfortunately, like I said, I'm having a very busy week, so I've been getting up a lot earlier than I usually do, and I feel like shit. I feel like I have been beaten the fuck up by life. And it's even more heart-wrenching because my friend is no longer with me. Metron did briefly return yesterday evening, my time, well, 1:30 in the morning. 1:30 a.m. around then, and in response to some of the stuff that Jackstar was posting on ASGAB, because Jackstar is now a user of ASGAB, Metron actually came to my defense. He said that I'm going through a hard time and Jackie was making it worse. Now, while none of what Jackstar said or did on the board made me feel any type of way whatsoever, I find it's quite something when you've just trashed somebody and you've been really rough on them and you've said a lot of nasty stuff and then they still come to your defense. So, you know, maybe Metron is a good person and I just didn't understand the way he went about certain things. And it's true that people can have a lot of chemistry as friends or in a relationship. I've had it with women before that I've been with. That the relationship feels draining and toxic, and it's a two-way street. And unfortunately, I think this whole experience is teaching me something. Relationships of any kind, especially friendships, well, not especially friendships, relationships with anybody, are work, and you become emotionally invested in them. And coupled with my poor decision making and my immaturity levels, I try and burn things down and push people away because I have serious issues. I've got a lot of issues, obviously, with the way I conduct myself, my life, my emotions. I do not manage, like a lot of men, I don't manage my emotions healthily at all. And I just don't want to blame Belgab. Obviously, Belgab is not the greatest place reading shit things about yourself said by people like VC, who is absolutely certifiable insane himself. It's not good to read those things about you, but the reason that I don't care is because if I don't care about somebody, they can't really hurt me to the extent that someone whom I care for can. Now that may sound like an oxymoron, that might sound backward, that might sound weird, but that is my conscious understanding of my subconscious reactions. That is what I think is going on with me. So, you know, I can sit here and say, I'm sorry, Metron. I can sit here and mull over, maybe I should send him an email and say I'm sorry and apologize. But all the stuff I said yesterday just can't be taken back. It can't. And I won't be surprised if Metron does not want to continue the quote-unquote friendship with me anymore, and this is really the end of the line. I have a feeling that Tootsie has been in touch with Metron. I hope somehow along the way, somehow or some way, both of our hearts can thaw and we can come to a copacetic understanding once again. But I guess that's wishful thinking. Only time will tell. The fact that I saw a glimmer of hope because Metron came back just last night to the site is quite something. So I just want to go over a few of the things that were posted on Asgab, and I want to discuss some posts of that were put on Belgab. I'm going to the most recent posts of the forum on Asgab. Okay, so I have given Star Mountain my personal particulars, my azaray@gmail.com and my Twitter handle so she can get in touch with me because she wants PMs back. She's a person who likes to talk in private correspondence. I haven't heard anything from you, Star. You can email me at azaray. I know sometimes, you know, this depression stuff can really take the wind out of one's sails. If you want to ask me something, please go ahead. I don't know if you want me to reach out to you on email or Twitter. Maybe I should do that. I guess I will after this show. Okay, so in the most recent post section on Asgab, in the thread, Jackstar makes an initial ruling which Jackstar created on Asgab. Jackstar quotes himself from June 16th at 4 p.m. my time. He quotes himself saying, "Do it fast, you're being timed." He then shares two screenshots of Belgab not having a private connection. Potential security issues. I guess what he's trying to say, and I may be way off the mark here, is that I never paid to secure my site as Gab. But that hasn't stopped him from using it. I'm happy he's using it. I don't seem to be able to pick up what he's saying completely, but like I've said before, the way he writes abstractly does appeal to me, and it speaks to me in a way that I'm not able to articulate verbally, which is quite a feat. So Jackstar said, "I've arranged all this," after sharing the connection is not private Belgab screenshots. He said, "I've arranged all this just to have a moment alone with you. Now, I see already that steps have been taken. Good, good. Typically, I don't judge, but in this case, I'll make an exception. You know why? Because reasons, that's why. Also because the wicked flee when none doth pursue. But I like the all caps part better. I really just like the sound of it. Yeah, I got a little Libra in me, so what? At least I can still vote. In any case, lo, I have returned and bring glad tidings. My allowance shall continue. However, I really am quite busy and I don't have time to come back here just yet. Also, I can't get any of the Oompa Loompas to volunteer. They tell me, fuck you, Jack, we know your game by now. Aye, what's one less Oompa Loompa, more or less? In any case, I have to come down here on my own. Oh dear. Not the briar patch. How distressing. So by all means, whatever you were doing here before last week when I freely chose to lay my gaze upon thee, keep at it. Keep it up. Do it more. Because as a wise man once said, if it won't help to slow down, you might as well floor it. Also, it'll help if one of you email me an archive of that thread. It won't help any of you, it'll help me, so consider that. End of line. P.S. Flattered. I feel like some of the conversations I've had with Jack Star, he is alluding to when he talks about flattered. He once told me in Belgab PMs, and I'm sorry if I'm violating confidences, but I don't think it's that much of a big deal. He told me that imitation is the most sincere form of flattery. So, that's what I think he is alluding to when he says P.S. flattered, that he's flattered. I don't know. His new writing style is confusing. Okay, so, in response to one of Metron's posts, which read, "Is being a rampant egomaniac a rewarding lifestyle for you?" Jackstar writes, "I honestly wouldn't know for one thing. You're referring to my use of literary technique as a performance art, and as of yet I haven't ever actually been unleashed. However, good clean living at the service of a kind master has been a reward all on its own. That said, yeah, being me is profoundly satisfying. You would be surprised at the perks involved. For one thing, always the best parking spaces. Go on and laugh, but the time savings are truly immeasurable. Also, I am legend. Honestly, if you ever had the chance to be a legend or even slightly mythical, I highly recommend taking the leap. Pants or no pants, just go for it." Jackstar then quotes himself in the same thread. Jackstar makes an initial ruling in the same post, in the second part of his post. He quotes himself saying, "End of line," in bold, all caps, from last night's post. Now just think, just imagine, what if that one question there about my lifestyle was legitimately the last question of yours I was ever going to answer? Would it have been worth it to you? Think it over. End of line. Also, you are a poopy head, but mostly, honestly, end of line. Metron, in What Happened to PMs, the thread started by Star Mountain, says to Jackstar, "Fuck off, strafer." Metron then says, "Obvious psyop is obvious, albeit well executed." I guess he's alluding to the fact that there has been a wedge placed between myself and Metron, feeding into all the paranoias that he was saying were unfolding. So, in his own mind, things are being proved true. "Cut the guy some slack, Jackie." I guess he's referring to me. "He's having a tough time and you're an asshole to make it worse for him. But that's what ball grabbers do in it." Then he shares an emoticon of a shit with eyes smiling. I personally don't think that I need any slack to be cut for me. I think it's sweet that Metron's coming to my defense, even though I have been a complete and utter fraud. I have not been a good friend to Metron. Now I want to move quickly over to Belgab, because I don't know how much time I have with you today, but I'm going to try and make this show as punchy as I can while I can. In response to my posting of my show Buddha Killer, yesterday's show, Jack Rabbit replies, "This is a short note to inform you that I haven't listened to the above audio link, nor the one immediately before it, but I plan to as soon as I return from leaving the country. OMG, wait, this is too good. I gotta get it from source. Sec. Archivist summoned. Let me rephrase, I haven't listened to this performance audio art, or the one immediately before. I plan to next week. I'll be out of the country briefly for a short-term mission trip. Archivist dies. That's as close as I can get without breaking any rules. Slick, huh? Anyway, relax. You're fine. Much love. No homo. I'd ramp up that GoFundMe in a hurry if I were you. Just a suggestion. Is he making a threat to me because of some of the things that I have shared about him on my site? I don't think so. I don't know. I have no idea what Jack Rabbit's saying. Jack Star has pulled a rabbit out of a hat, so to speak. VC, in his usual angry, confrontational, and severely paranoid and mentally ill manner, writing very similar to that of Zaza the One, Get Ready, and a lot of other monikers that I may not even list here because they may be peripherally related to the man, but calling him a man is a bit of a mistake because he's more of a mouse. And he's going to get caught in the mouse trap of life very soon if he keeps up this shit. Because I give people chances. I give people 3 chances. And those 3 strikes will come when you least expect them. And I will make the strafe run. And I will drop the bomb. Like the US did on Hiroshima. I drop bombs like Hiroshima. VC changes as a raised world on Belgab to let's be friends after I doxed you for no reason but 8. Before I even read this post, let me tell you. Why would VC, that maintains that he is not Zaza, be so full of pent-up frustration at the fact that I've quote-unquote doxed people, if it was not Zaza, Get Ready, the One? Think on it. Once it's been thunk, get back to me. Oh please, Azaray, you need to own up to being the extremely abusive person you are with Metron. This is in reply to Buddha Killer yesterday's episode of Azaray's World. You've doxxed several Belgab members and threatened their lives both on your forum board and in your podcasts multiple times. This is the man who, in a later post today, is trying to champion free speech. In my mind, as a free speech absolutist, threatening to kill someone is free speech. All the same as anything else you want to say. If you want to call yourself a unicorn, if you want to change your gender by way of having people refer to you in certain ways, that's also where free speech should be pooled and explored. But VC is so upset because I apparently released his IPs on my site and I quote unquote doxed Jackstar. The Michael Kuzki. You made your circle of friendship more like your circle of hate. Bite is gonna bite. Follow your own star. Disappointing. I see you people biting my work. Follow your own star. I am an exit. I was actually curious to read about your mental illness and to be sympathetic enough to ask you honest questions. Meanwhile, you allowed Metron and your alleged girlfriend to post within your account as if they were being you too. What the fuck, retard moron, you think you're funny, F you. I don't think I'm funny. And whether or not Metron posted with my account is beyond me explaining anything to you. Whether my girlfriend used my account is between me and Lee Liberace. MV, Michael Van Deven. The Vanderhoeven. The one and only. You think you're worthy of any friendship here, F? You, I just got done yesterday telling everybody no one is my friend. Not on Belgab. Least of all on Belgab. I'm least interested in being friends with anyone online. You used my genuine kindness to take an interest in trying to engage you in a friendly manner. But then your allegiance was always with Metron. Just a day or two ago, you were pledging your love and friendship to Metron as a brother. Repeatedly, what a dumbass. Metron is my brother. He always will be. Regardless of any of the differences I have with Metron, Metron, bottom line, is salt of the earth and a good guy, and I will always value the friendship I had with him, even if this is the end of the line. I'm not going to go any further in soft doxing him. I'm not going to do anything to jeopardize any future relationship with Metron, because I would like to salvage it, and I would like to move on. And even if we can agree to disagree and part ways for good, I would rather him and I have closure and treat things civil. Even though I took it there. I civilize the savages while you support gay marriages. Evil demons and the Jesus of the Nazareth. Vinnie Paz, Jenna Mines. Now, we're to believe you've renounced your love and your friendship with Metron like magic. We can all be friends now, but you are a complete and total arsehole prick with what you did. Whether or not you want to make excuses now that Metron was the demon guarding you all along, committing your criminal threats and doxing misadventures to blame it all on Metron now, F you. You must be retarded, VC. I never blamed anything on Metron. I never did. I take personal responsibility for anything I ever did. It was not Metron's fault. I said things out of anger yesterday that you can't hold my feet to. You can't hold my feet to the fire about. You daren't. You will not. I will not allow it. If Metron is an American citizen, and he plotted with you to make these murder and acts of violence threats directed at many people here, as did happen, then he is a criminal accomplice. No doubt you have violated several laws in your country along these same lines. You wanted this street cred rapper? Metron is indeed an American citizen. And as for any acts of violence, threats, and him being a criminal accomplice, why do you keep on reiterating the same points that you believe are true in your own mind, VC? I'm not going to sit here and try to justify anything to you. I don't care what you think, I don't care what you say, but you're becoming a stuck record. You are a fool and an idiot if you allow Metron back onto your forum to post again. Metron, as well as anybody else, as well as you, as well as anybody, is allowed to post on my forum. Because that is the essence of free speech. You want to champion free speech with one hand and with the other silence people? Make sure you're using the right hand. You know, in Islam, it's haram to eat with a certain hand, because with the other you wash your asshole. I'm sure you've got many bloody pustules and piles from being the homosexual faggot, ass pussy cunt face you are. I'm trying to see where I left off. Fuck him. Talking about Metron, you should read out all his email he sent you for what he has done to you and what for he was doing here and everywhere else too. Dox that little criminal prick and the same shit he had no right to do to Shreddy and the several other BG members you both targeted. You own it, asshole. You allowed him to launch these attacks from your forum. You pay for and run. Take responsibility now if you... Not that it's any of your business, but I have taken responsibility. It is my site. However, if someone chooses to post something on my board, there is a terms of service. There is a list of guidelines as to what you can follow to stay within the law. And those, I suggest anybody who posts on the forum follow, because they waive me taking any responsibility for anything they engage in. But obviously, you don't understand free speech, even though you purport to be some sort of American. VC, why don't you come on my show? Why don't you do a live stream with me? Why don't you take me to task, man to man? Because you're a pussy, that's why. You won't. You won't. You just completely breeze over all of that, and you won't address it, because you're too scared to go up against me. Otherwise, you are just the same as Metron, the Lizard of Oz behind your curtain of hate and altar of threats. No one is going to take you at your word here based on your history with Metron. When did I say I wanted anyone to take me on my word? When did I say I was a man of principle? When did I say I was anything but the great deceiver? Show us the proof. I don't care to show proof or produce it to anybody like you who insults me on the daily, knifes me in the back. And I will consider being on friendly terms with you. I don't want you to be friendly on friendly terms with me. I couldn't care a fuck how you conduct yourself. It has nothing to do with me. Do you really think I'm trying to prove anything to you? It's laughable. Otherwise, how can anyone trust or believe you ever again? No one can trust me or believe me. That's the bottom line. I think I made that abundantly clear in yesterday's show. Okay, in response to VC's post, this is what Jack Rabbit had to say. Oh please, Azare, you need to own up to being extremely abusive person you are with Metron. That was the post VC made, and this is what Jack Rabbit responded with. Every record has been destroyed. Every record has been destroyed or falsified. Every book rewritten, every picture has been repainted. Every statue and street building has been renamed. Every date has been altered, and the process is continuing day by day and minute by minute. History has stopped. Nothing exists except an endless present in which the party is always right, and Jackstar is absolutely not invited to said party. George Orwell attempting to edit from beyond the veil. Just kidding, that's not Orwell. That was his sister. Or one of them, at any rate. Did George even have a sister in this timeline? Well, in any case, chatty broads, believe you me. VC, in response to Jack Rabbit's post, says, it's good to learn you can now post in paragraphs and walls of text beyond the veil of cryptic lodge liners or a few words in a marriage. This one was quite amusing. Was your brain recently hacked with the download from the UFO of what happened? VC, are you smoking crack? You're making less sense than Jack Rabbit at this point. He then posts a display pic that I had used, but it's now been changed, and he writes Azare, A-Z-Z-A-R-A-E. This is a dead giveaway that VC is Zaza. He has the same writing pattern, he changes people's names, he tries to use little dumb-ass gay puns and all this kind of shit. I'm a fan of these photos, says VC regarding my display pic, but you seriously need to upload all of these to your Instagram and high res. It's impossible for me to believe this is really you, but if you insist it is, okay, I'll play along, demon. When did I ask anybody to believe anything was anything to do with me? Whether or not you think it's me in my display pic or not, doesn't have a lick of relevance to my life. I don't care a shit. The only problem is all this attention I'm giving you is going to your head, VC. But the only reason I'm doing it is because you make me laugh. You make me laugh. You make me laugh at what a complete and utter idiot you are. You are a fool. You are a fucking loser. And of course, it's hilarious. It's just hilarious how way off the mark you are.
You think I give a fuck what Belgab thinks about fucking Avatar? Do you think I give a shit what you think of me? I suppose you think, oh well, he's spending time on me every day, so he must give a shit what I think. No, dude, no. I'm responding to everything because that's how I currently lay out my show. That's the format. I don't give a fuck what anybody thinks. Jack Rabbit, in response to a GIF that I posted in response to VC, says, Is that what Ryan Gosling looks like in your world? Ugh, still soy. Look, I've probably got it wrong. You tell me what film I need to sit through, and I'll tell you one you can play on repeat for 8 or 9 months. How about Deliverance? I don't do films, Jack Rabbit, and I wouldn't make you sit through any. But there are a few gay pornos that I'm sure VC's interested in. I need to return some videotapes. Release the hounds! I feel like this is a very fair offer, suitable for framing or ass blasting out on Twitter. By the way, do you have a name that isn't so goth? I'm not typing in all caps. I'm not calling you as. Oh, how you would love that. And I'm not going to be able to engage on this level for long. I don't want you to call me as. I don't want you to type in all caps. I don't want anything from you. I'm not interested in anything anybody really thinks of me. And everybody, just because everybody has called me as, doesn't mean that's what I want to be called. Just like, if somebody thinks a certain thing of me like VC, doesn't make it true. That's like me sitting here and saying, oh, I believe I am a pink elephant. It doesn't make it true. I'm a human being. Okay, whatever. Some portals don't maintain cohesion well after exposure. After exposure to methane, so put a little mustard on it. In response to VC's post, which has been cut and edited down, it's good to learn, says VC. Jack Rabbit says, let me know if you still feel that way after your juice box and your nap. Putting the little fucker to rest. Jack Rabbit, in reply to himself, does this play in Peoria. Says, I'm going to point out that no one took the opportunity to call me out on my use of a rhetorical question here, and so your algos are proven dross. How hard is it to come up with a non-dross algo? Apparently pretty hard, come on, you all had several hours. I don't know how much easier I can make things for you folk. You can tell that I'm just an idiot with no street cred, right? I thought I've made that abundantly clear by now. Oh well, back to the drawing board, which is on fire. Company policy. VC in reply to let me know if you still feel that way after your juice box nap, Jack Rabbit says, you're such a seductress from your veiled points of view. VC, you're such a fag. But the remote viewing failed on your part. It's a step up from Heather's feather experiment. Since you ruined my nap ability and now I want some frozen berries and soy milk. Interesting, now you're hacking our brains. But I'm still waiting for you to reveal the UFO and download. Engaged without the 2-hour wait. Let me just refresh because I'm sure there's more activity going on in here. Will I stand erected, corrected? BRB. I gotta skate so quick here. Right, let's see. Okay, Jack Rabbit, in response to VC talking about have you been recently hacked by a UFO, Jack Rabbit says, point one, is anything ant 9/11/01 thought to be anti-decent to you? Just imagining, asking just cause. Point two, I didn't actually see this question on initial viewing. I don't want you to think I'm hiding away. You simply disqualified that whole post fast. Point three, from the UFO of what happened. Isn't English where I was whelped? I'm suspending my ability, you might think you possess, to use letters as substitutions to phrases just a little bit. Juice boxes, though, enjoy, wantonly enjoy. Avoid the HCFS. Still tip. Skill tip, C, HCFS, yeah, I don't want, you don't get to use those now, Finny. Point five, number four was
unconscionably vile, so I saved it up until next time over to Spicy. Paladin, where did he dox you, asking VC? Valid question. I'm not really sure why Paladin is white knighting for me, but it is kind and it is sweet. Is there something other than vicious cuck that I should be calling you? VC, in an act of complete and utter bigotry, changes Azure's world to Is Paladin FBI Jackstar. You obviously suffer from repetitious questions, saying and asking both points again, twice now. Strike two, fuck off. I already answered both your big brother's POV. Must be Alzheimer's or dementia and or just harassment, or MD might be right about you, still closeted. MD's not right about anything. Speaking of big brother, doesn't Jackstar refer to you as FBI now, trooper? Or just another talent hack troll like Metron? Or are you just this pussy liar's BFF because you perceive I'm unjustly singling Sheehy out for the prick he is? Time will tell. Do your job, FBI, without the constant two-handed one-liner pre-jackassulation hand jobs. Crickets. VC, you obviously don't have any understanding of irony. Jackstar refers to him as FBI. It's a post and a joke he's made. Now listen, guys, I must skate. That's all I've got time for today. I'm glad you joined me for this episode of Azure's World, albeit it was a short one. Good night. I'm gonna miss Metron.
Anybody, not even myself.
I look a big puss.
In front of everybody.
I know I am.
I just feel tired.
Useless, unemployed, no money. I can't accept it. I will never, even, ever accept it. Why don't you just kill me off? Why don't you just kill me off? I mean, but I'm in term, you feel like a bird. You feel like a bird.
Well, people will see. I'll show them. I'll prove my point.
I'll prove it.
Okay.
I never saw it coming. If you can't fucking make me this, why don't you shut the fuck up? You're so fucking crazy.
They're not humans anymore, they're spirits. The perfect ones that have been purged of all their sins. The Catholic Church teaches. Those ones, God is already... I don't know where they are, but those are the ones that are going to be with the Lord forever. The ones that haven't got sins on their souls, that haven't been through purgatory.
You never stop talking. That's what I'm told every night of my life. You never stop.
That we left behind
forever.
People, they're a pain in the fucking ass, let me tell you.
I feel well. I don't feel well. I'm fucking feel well. I don't feel well. I don't feel well. I'm fucking feel well. I used to feel all well. I used to feel well. I don't feel well often anymore.
I don't feel well. I never feel well anymore. I was sleeping all night, but I had time.